Welcome to our Christmas broadcast of Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. In this next hour, part one of a two-hour broadcast of command performance from Armed Forces Radio. This variety program really a triumph of Armed Forces Radio, which was born out of a need for entertainment for the troops during World War II. And 3 years past the war, at the point of this broadcast, this may have been their last for the holidays. A lot of big stars to celebrate this holiday in this next 2 hours, so part one begins now, from December 25th, 1948.
USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Ken Carpenter, hauling in a super-duper Christmas edition of Command, a sparkling package loaded fuller than ever with the top talent and tunes, the kind asked for in your gracious letters to us, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, guys and gals, once again, it's that wonderful time of the year, the time you find icicles hanging below the eaves, gay presents waiting below the tree, and your Aunt Hepzibah waiting below the mistletoe. As the hall is heaped with pretty packages for you, and here comes one of the prettiest packages now. The contents are delectable, and there's certainly nothing wrong with the wrapper. It's that lovely star of Letter to Three Wives, the gal who plays Maisie, Ann Southern.
Well, thanks a lot.
Look, Ann, after this shindig, you must come up to my place for a drink. Will you do that? I got some wonderful liquor. I'm serving Tom's.
Ken, you mean Tom and Jerry's?
No, just Tom's. I couldn't find out where Jerry hides his liquor. Then, Ann, look, I'll play Santa Claus. I'll let you sit on my knee.
Gee, do you think I can stand it?
Oh, now, how about it, Ann? Is it a deal? Will you come over and sit on my knee?
No, thanks, lover boy.
Now, wait. You're not afraid of fatherly old Santa Claus, are you?
Ken, it's not the Santa that scares me, but you've got the wrong kind of claws.
Okay. All right, Anna, what's the first item of business on the show?
Well, as you said, we've got lots of goodies for the gang. And in charge of ripping off the wrappers, untangling the tinsel, and popping the corn is a famous fellow that some people know as Edmund Gwinn.
Yes, but we know the truth, don't we? He gave himself away in a documentary movie called Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes, he's really that jolly gentleman, His Royal Highness, His Eminence, Santa Claus. Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus, how's everything been going for you this year?
Oh, it's been tough sledding, Ann.
Tough sledding? How come?
Well, no snow. Oh. Now, are you folks having a good Christmas?
Well, Santa, I must say I got some pretty strange gifts.
Oh?
Yes, Bing Crosby gave me a toupee curler, and I haven't got a toupee. Michelle Perrier here gave me a mustache cup, and I haven't got a mustache. My wife gave me a cane-bottom chair.
Well?
Thank goodness I've got a pillow. Oh.
Santa.
Yeah?
Did you have a hard time deciding what to give the Hollywood movie stars this year?
Well, Ann, I think I took care of them rather well.
Mm-hmm.
I gave Sidney Greenstreet just what he's always wanted, a full-width mirror.
Oh, how
And Jack Benny, you know, Jack Benny asked me for some pocket money. Mm-hmm. So I dropped by the First, Second, and Third National Banks.
Mm-hmm. And what did you give Jack?
Nothing. I found out he already owned the First, Second, and Third National Oh, and I gave little Margaret O'Brien a cute set of blocks to play with. Hmm, yes. Yes. You're right, my dear. You're quite right. A cute set of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
On Wilshire from La Brea to Doheny. Oh.
Well, now that was very sweet. What say we start looking into these packages addressed to the gang?
Yeah, very well, Anne, but we have so many attractive bundles here, it's hard to know where to begin. For instance, here. Now, here's a great big grab bag addressed to all the gang at the Caribbean Command. Let's see what happens when I pull the string.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly chimpanzee. I'm back in the saddle again. Well, howdy, folks. This is Gene Autry. And a real Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes, sir, there's something about the Christmas season that just seems to bring people closer together. And there's a lot of things that make this wonderful day what it is. The tree, the holly, the mistletoe, old Santa Claus himself. But the greatest of these things is friendship. I'd like to bring out a friend of mine. He's everybody's all-around favorite and just about the greatest singer in the country today.
Frankie Lane couldn't make it, Gene.
Oh. Well, it's really great having you with us, Bing, anyhow. Well,
I guess it's better than an empty chair. Say, Gene, aren't we being a little informal, a little casual for such an auspicious occasion? We should eschew nicknames and address each other by our full given names.
All right. That's all right with me, Bing. What's yours?
Harry Lillis Crosby.
Oh.
What's yours?
Orphan Eugenie Autry.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Bing. Well, how's Christmas with you?
Oh, big, big. Always have a quiet little shindig, though, over at the house. My brother Everett plays Santa Claus. He has a knack for it, you know.
Oh, your brother Everett has got a knack for playing Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, been putting it in the sock for years, that boy. But what's the... Look, see, we better get down to business here now and get this big epic rolling. So why don't you start off the Parade of Stars, Gene, by getting together with the Andrews sisters. I'm sure everybody's waiting to hear you sing the song that sold over 1 million records for you. Here comes Santa Claus.
Well, Bing, I kind of thought maybe you'd sing first.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, you got your guitar strapped on your back. You're ready to go. Do it.
Oh. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's vixen and blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Your next bingo.
I'm ready. It's your song, isn't it? This may kill it.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Oh, yes.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, Gene, leave us not tarry here. What's next on the agenda?
We thought it'd be a real treat to bring a couple of our good friends down from Canada. It's a pleasure at this time to introduce you to Lisa Roy, Jock Norman. Get out. Well, just want you to make yourselves right here at home, folks. Lisa, Jock.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
And, I would like for you to meet Bing Crosby.
Ah, bonjour, Monsieur Crosby.
Oh, Monsieur Crosby, je suis très heureuse de vous voir enfin. Je vous admire tellement au cinéma.
Oui.
Et nous profitons de l'occasion pour souhaiter un joyeux Noël à nos amis du Canada.
Oui.
Vous et Monsieur Autry êtes toujours les favoris des Canadiens, et les Canadiens vous adorent.
Oui, I bet she runs out before I do.
Well, how's everything going in Canada, Jock?
Oh, wonderful, Gene.
Jock, don't you think that right now would be a good time to send Christmas greetings to all of our friends up in Canada?
Well, we'd love to, Gene. We'd love to, of course. I would like to say Merry Christmas, or as we say in French, Joyeux Noël à tout le monde.
And I would like to add, merci d'avoir été si gentil pour nous. Merci à vous tous.
Folks, in English, that means howdy.
Well, kids, the last Indian runner that reached the stockade brought reports of your smashing successes up there. Why don't you give us a little sample?
It was better than that.
What you do to fracture the folks, huh? Let's hear some of this.
Well, all right, Mr. Crosby.
So agog in Canada.
I will at least start by singing La Vie en Rose. In America, it's You Are Too Dangerous, Chérie.
Oh, this sounds lethal.
TNT.
Everybody duck.
Dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat, des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. You're too dangerous, chérie, too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too beautiful, chérie. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you? Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, l'as juré pour la vie. Et dès que je t'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Somehow I understood every word.
Thank you very much.
Gene, what are your plans at this moment? What's the caper? Hmm?
Well, I think right now we ought to have just a little encore from the young ladies who helped us out on that Santa Claus number a while ago. You know the old saying is, two is company, three is the Andrews sisters.
How you doing since you got back from abroad, gal?
Swell, Bing.
So you got the arrangement of jingle bells with you today?
Yeah, we're off.
Well, wait for me. Wait okay. For Dad.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ring in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun to ride and sing on our sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells.
bells, you jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, and we're laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing our sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yes, sir.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open
sleigh. Mighty shot, sir, Mr. Keith.
Well, now let us follow Santa Claus as he merrily wends his way through the clouds, swerving this way and that to avoid the sky riders who are up there singing Vaughn Monroe songs. Santa's on his way to deliver Christmas cheer.
Oh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. If I don't stop hearing those jingle bells, I'm going to go nuts someday. Whoa!
Whoa, Dancer, whoa, Prancer, whoa, 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 Patty, Laverne, Maxine, whoa.
And Santa sees a lovely chimney, looks at it and says,
oh, there must be a beautiful gal living in this house.
He looks down the chimney and he sees Ann Southern.
Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh. Ho. This chimney isn't the only thing that's well set.
No.
Well, here I go.
Oh.
Let's be frightened. Don't be frightened. It's only me, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? You're a wolf, too?
You know, it's so nice to meet such a promising young star.
Thank you, Santa, but you can turn off that gleam in your eye. I'm not promising you anything. And by the way, you're just the man I want to see.
Oh?
I'm a little disappointed with that alarm clock you gave me last Christmas.
That was a very good alarm clock. What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? I'll show you. Listen. Mm-hmm. See? It's 2 minutes slow.
Well, I brought you some other things last year that you asked for. How about that new boyfriend I gave you?
Oh, that old thing. Oh, gosh, Santa, I wish you'd help me out. It's so hard to figure out what to give people so that you'll break even, you know.
Oh, I know you're only kidding. You're really a very generous girl. You know, I watched you last year, you know. There you were, tying your presents on the tree. First you tied up a present for your mother. Then you tied up the presents for your sisters. Then you tied up the presents for your family.
And then those two good-looking soldiers came to dinner.
Yes, and then your family had to tie you up.
Santa Claus, you old peeping doll. But I really think you're adorable. I love everything about you and about Christmas. Gosh, you know, a girl can always tell when it's getting near Christmas around here.
Really? How?
All the majors are wearing mistletoe instead of oak leaves.
Yes, and a lot of the soldiers get to come home and see their girls around Christmas time, you.
Oh, no, not all of them. Some of the boys refuse their furloughs.
Refuse their Christmas furloughs? Why?
Well, they just don't want their sergeants to get lonesome.
No. Oh, well, Anne, it's been wonderful visiting here with you. I must be on my way now. I've got to put in an appearance at lots more places. What time is it, anyway?
Oh, well, just a minute. I'll look at my clock. It's still 2 minutes slow.
What have we here, A package addressed to all our listeners, and especially to the fine customers in Japan. It's a bunch of fellas who borrowed some washboards and started getting music out of them. Gang, you love their radio and picture work, and here they are on your Christmas command. The Hoosier Hot Shots.
Hello, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa.
How are you, boys?
Tell me, fellas, tell me. Do you like the present I gave you this year?
Well, that was some sneaky trick giving us a Bendix laundromat.
Oh, Santa Claus, what a dirty thing to do.
You know that contraption's been driving us nuts.
Yeah.
Gosh, boys. Now, tell me, didn't the machine wash your clothes? Won't it wash them?
Sure, it washes all right.
Well, then what's wrong?
We can't find a way to play it.
Oh, well. Well, I see. Well, I know something you certainly can play. Something you certainly can play. Now, how about your own inimitable version of Put On Your Old Red Flannels?
Well, that will do.
Good.
Are you ready, Hezzy?
Cold weather, put on your old red flannels, don't take them off, or you will cough much better.
Now when the wind begins a blowing and it starts to freeze, why should you take chances in your PVDs?
Put on your old red flannels and you can bet you'll never get goose pimples. Put on your old red flannels, for I can see there's gonna be cold weather.
Maybe it's cold.
Put on your old red flannels below the knees, or you will sneeze much better.
Now you better cover up your weakness when it starts to storm, 'cause your imagination will never keep you warm.
Put on your old red flannels and have a care, or you will wear a lily.
Playboy, play. Jelly, you better button up and cover up your stomach.
There's gonna be cold weather.
Swell, eh?
You know, Santa, something tells me it's time right now for an encore from the Hoosier Hot Shots.
Well, I'd like nothing better, wouldn't you?
But Hot Shots, I didn't get to meet you fellas. Which of you are which?
Well, I'm Ken. I play trombone parts on the Little Brown Jug.
I'm Gabe. I play trombone parts on the Little Brown Jug.
I'm Gil. I play trombone parts on the Little Brown Jug.
Oh, my name's Hezzy. I empty the trombone.
Kids, how about pouring our little mellow melody for us? What have you got on tap?
We thought we'd do etiquette blues and tell the boys over there how to maybe they should eat their Christmas dinner.
That's it, Hizzy. Yeah. Take it away.
My time, gentlemen?
Oh, you're so right, Gabriel. You're so right.
Thank you, sir. Say, I'm the guy that wrote the book on etiquette.
Uh-huh.
I know how your vittles should be et.
Tell us about it, Gabe.
I have writ this little book about mistakes I've saw. Take them down and don't forget what I say is law. Now always mix your peas with your potatoes.
Then you got hash.
That makes eating with your knife a sure cinch. When someone asks for bread, grab several in your mitt. Then deal them out like you were dealing canasta.
I love frozen canasta.
When you're wearing your goggles, you should eat grapefruit.
Call your shots, Gabe.
Yes, I could mention a lot of things. Friday means it's fish or pork. Always gesture with your fork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Tell us more, Gabriel.
Always leave your spoon up into your coffee.
But that's wrong.
Starting foist with a soup sounds your age.
Maybe.
Now the napkins are to catch the food what bounces off in a knife. Tuck your napkin in so it's gonna stay there.
Rock, 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 rock.
Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention.
Mention.
Friday means it's fish or pork. Always gesture with your fork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Santa, we'd better get on to opening more packages.
Yes, Ken, here's a very small, flat one. Oh, wait, it's a letter.
What does it say?
It says, Dear Santa, I'm a faithful fan of
yours. And I would write in and ask you for an autographed picture of yourself, but I'm so young, I don't know how to write. Santa, I hear you're going to be on the Christmas program, and if you want to give me what I really want most in the whole world, let me hear a song sung by the beautiful voice of that handsome He-Man, the one the girls love so much, Harry Babbitt. And it's signed, Harry Babbitt. Oh, wait a minute. P.S. In case this may sound like a phony letter, I swear that I am positively not related to
me.
I'm glad you could make it, Harry. Christmas Command wouldn't be complete without you.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
Harry, I hear that last night you appeared on Santa Claus Lane.
Oh, that's right, Ken. And say, what a fabulous thing that Santa Claus Lane is.
Yes, it's beautiful. Hollywood Boulevard is lined with Christmas trees. And then all the movie stars parade by. All of them. Except Lassie.
Oh, that's right. And you know, last night, Lana Turner came by on a float. Then Lionel Barrymore came by on a float. Then Phil Harris floated by.
Yeah, good old Phil always gets full of those Christmas spirits.
And then I went shopping, and boy, what a job.
Shopping on Christmas Eve? My boy, before that, did you ever attend a bargain basement sale?
No, why?
Ye gods. Right into combat with no basic training.
Oh. Gee, Harry, I'll bet the stores were kind of crowded.
Kind of crowded, Ken. We were packed so close together that when the man next to me got a headache, I had to take an aspirin. When I got a sudden itch, he had to scratch his leg. You know, I got a great song about an experience like that.
I know. Some Enchanted Evening.
No, Santa. The one I mean goes something like this.
What?
Maestro Perrier?
everybody stops and stares at me. These two teeth are gone, as you can see. Now I don't know just who to blame for this catastrophe, but my one wish on Christmas Eve is as plain as it can be. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. Be my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my new front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas!
Magnifique, Eddie, magnifique.
Swell. Oh, and here. Here's a treat that'll be well received by all the guys and gals from Nome to Nagasaki, from Guam to Guantanamo. A song from the Pied Pipers.
Keep on waiting. I'll
What's next, Santa?
Well, now, Ken, comes one of everybody's top favorites. Star of radio, stage, screen, and command performance. It's the young man with a horn. And he grew it himself. Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? You through? Thank you. Well, here it is, Christmas. This is the day I love my fellow men, but at the stroke of 12, back to girls. Yes, sir. Christmas. Yes, sir, that's the day of rest and quiet before you start exchanging the stuff. When I woke up this morning, I thought we had a white Christmas, but it was just a reflection of my tongue in the window. Oh. Last night, I had a Tom and Clorox. Sort of an oral hot foot, but I want to tell you, it's a great day. I got downstairs too early this morning. It was chilly, even with my bathrobe cord tied, so I went back and put on the bathrobe. But it was an exciting morning. A crowd was gathered outside my door cheering. Someone had hung the wrong kind of wreath out front. Those Pierce brothers are such cut-ups. I came down Hollywood Boulevard to the studio just now, and it was really deserted. I didn't see anybody except six last-minute shoppers who were trapped in the revolving door at the Broadway. But we had a wonderful Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, that's when everybody stays in to see how they came out. Did you count up yet? I stayed up late trimming our tree, and at midnight I heard a thumping on the roof. I thought it might be St. Nick, but it turned out it was the landlord putting up seats for the Rose Bowl game. My brother must have had one eggnog too many. He's been standing in front of one of those peppermint sticks in the Christmas tree all morning waiting for a haircut. I didn't sleep all night. I hung my socks up in the fireplace, and I was so excited I forgot to take my feet out of them. You want to catch up? Go ahead. It's all right. It was still better than last year. Last year, I hung my sock up, and you know what I found in the morning? A note from the health department. But it's really thrilling to open Christmas packages and not know what you'll find. I came up with three ties, four sweaters, and a snake bite. My sponsor gave me a raise for Christmas, a pair of Adler elevated shoes, and some... Thank you, Mr. Adler. Some packages were damaged in the mail. By the time I'd opened Phil Harris's gift, it had all leaked out. But I sent Dorothy Lamour a new safety pin, Betty Hutton some vitamin pills, and Gypsy Rose Lee a package of cold tablets. That's all right. Leave it alone. I'll whip that up into an eggnog later. It's all right. I didn't get Crosby anything. I figured no matter what I bought, he'd own the company that made it. And I got 4,000 Christmas cards this year, but I had to send back nearly 1,000, unsold. You know, I did get some nice cards. Frank Sinatra sent me a nice card, but he shouldn't have licked the envelope. I found him this morning in my mailbox, still stuck to the flap.
Mind if I horn in?
Well, Harry James. Look ahead. Yes, sir. Harry James, the man with a horn.
You should talk.
At least I can blow mine without checking with Petrillo. Tell me, who wrote that joke for you, Betty? You know, I'm liable to get mad and stop whistling at her. No, I could never get that mad.
By the way, Bob, I want to thank you for the presents you sent over.
Oh, it was nothing, a dozen doilies.
But with your telephone number embroidered on each one.
I'm just trying to get business. There's a lot of competition among us babysitters, you know. Did you get my other gifts, Harry?
Yes, Bob, but Betty and I can't figure them out. A toy horn for me and a picture puzzle for Betty.
Simple, my boy. I thought I'd come over and help Betty work the puzzle and you'd blow. By the way, For those of you who aren't on the know, Harry James is America's greatest trumpet player and is married to Betty Grable. And for those of you who don't know who Betty Grable is, I have an important message. Ms. Vera Vague would like to meet you at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. She'll be the one wearing knotty pine knickers.
Please, Bob, Betty and I are just an average American couple. Our home life is just like anybody else's. Why, at breakfast, I sit across the table from Betty reading the morning paper.
You fool, you.
No wonder you read it upside down. Of course, I don't eat breakfast myself.
Why not?
I can't stand the noise.
Santa, this is the day of days.
It certainly is. And you know, this is a day of deep religious significance, celebrated throughout the world wherever the message of the Prince of Peace has lighted men's hearts. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. A day of holly and mistletoe, Christmas trees and candles in the window, and the light of faith in our hearts. In the universal spirit of Christmas, the celebrated star of the Metropolitan Opera and Pictures, Lauritz Melchior, sings O Holy Night.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. This is the night of the dear Savior's birth. And error abiding till he appeal and the soul build its worth. A thrill of the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Beautiful gift even Santa Claus could ask for.
Well, Santa, what's next on our Christmas list?
Well, Ken, I thought the gang up in Alaska would like a touch of Christmas back home. So for further details, suppose we turn to an establishment that I've been visiting for the past 15 years. The Jot'em Down store in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. And its popular proprietors, Lum and Abner.
Hello,
bells, jingle bells,
Abner, would you simmer down for a minute? I want you to listen while I run through this poem I'm going to recite at the youngin's Christmas party tonight.
Oh, you going to recite a poem?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. They wanted somebody with good speaking voice and lots of personality.
Oh, couldn't find nobody, huh? Well, you'll do just as well. What poem are you reciting, Mom?
It's a Christmas poem.
Well, sir, now you chose a good topic for this time of year. You sure did.
I thought it'd fit in good.
Yeah.
Well, you sit there and listen.
Yeah, go ahead. I love Christmas. Happy Yuletide. Just love it.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
Oh, I enjoy Christmas. My favorite holiday. Go ahead, Lump. Start your poem. I'm just dying to hear it.
Well, keep still, then.
Yeah.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
Oh, that's sweet. I just love it.
And all through the house, not
all
a creature.
All through whose house?
Just any house.
Huh?
Any house. And all through the house.
It's a vacant house, huh?
All through the house, not a creature was...
Is it vacant?
No, there's a family living in it. Got some young'uns.
The Bates' place.
Not necessary.
Well, they've got young'uns, little Duty and Dulcie.
All right. Make it the Bates' then.
I can't understand why it's so quiet around there, though. There's the noisiest two little brats I ever know. Well, go ahead, Lon.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house... What's the matter?
All through the Bates' house.
At all through the Bates' house.
Yeah.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Might be caught in a trap.
Will you keep quiet? A mouse. Their stockings
The mouse's stockings?
No, silly.
Well, I was going to say, no wonder they couldn't hear the mice if they run around their stocking feet long. Go ahead.
Their stockings was hung by the chimney with care.
Oh, that's sweet. They could have hung them with a nail, though.
In the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Who in the world is Nick Lassoon?
Who?
Nick Lassoon, you said you hoped he'd be there.
I said in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yeah.
That's Santa Claus.
Oh, I see, yeah.
The children
That's the first time I ever heard him call Nick Lassoon, though. But it's your poem. Go ahead, Lom.
I'm trying to. The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
That's Duty and Dulcie, bless their heart. Bless their little heart.
While visions of sugar plums danced through their heads.
Bless their... Visions? Well, no wonder they're so quiet. Them young'uns is sick.
Will you stop interrupting? Let's see, where was I?
Damn poor little varmints.
Oh, yeah, dance. And Mama in her kerchief...
Miss Bates dancing at that time of the night?
And I in my cap.
Was you over there dancing with Miss Bates?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner.
Well, you ought to have taken your cap off. It ain't polite to dance with your cap on.
I weren't over there dancing with Miss Bates.
Who was it then?
I don't know.
I bound you I know. Is that Nick Lassoon?
Would you just hash up and listen? You got me so mixed up, I forget where I was at in the poem.
Nick and Miss Bates was dancing, cutting a rug.
Yeah, or no.
They're going to wake up them kids, too.
And Mama in her kerchief and...
In her what?
Kerchief.
Gazunkai.
And I in my cap.
Yeah, you better keep the cap on long as you're catching cold sneezing that away. Go ahead, Lom.
When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter...
Oh, old man Bates coming home, huh?
No, just listen to the poem and you'll find out what it was.
Go ahead, I'd love to find out what that racket is. I'll still bet you old man Bates is mixed up in it some way, Lon.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Doggies, could you hear it clean over at your place?
Abner, would you keep quiet,
That's
please?
More than likely how you caught that cold, Lon, running around your nightshirt that way. Go ahead.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
Good for you.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Just barely made it, huh?
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
Lom, don't change the subject. What was that racket going on out there in the yard?
I'm coming to that. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
Eight tiny... Lom, do you actually claim you seen a herd of midget reindeers running around the Bates' yard?
I told you to keep quiet. More rapid than eagles...
Nice rabbits and eagles.
He whistled and shouted and called them by name.
You better lay down. That cold's give you a fever, Lom.
Get away from me, Abner. Now, Dasher, now, Dancer, now, Prancer.
Now, Lom.
On, Comet, on, Cupid. On, Donder and Blitzen.
Lom, watch your language there. Oh, wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spirit.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, howdy. Merry Christmas,
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. Doggies, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, it's time to go over to the Christmas party. You fellas ready?
Aye, Grannies, I am. I'm getting out of here right now.
Hey, Lom, come back here. Oh, me grandpap, this is the worst one Christmas I've ever saw.
Why? What's your trouble?
Ain't you heard? Lum's got to go over and recite a poem when he's so sick he's got the hallucinations. The little Bates young'uns are laid up with the visions, and their mama's downstairs dancing with the Mr. Nick Lassoon. Old man Bates is out in the yard raising a ruckus you can hear all over town. No, you better go to the party by yourself, grandpap.
Well, ain't you coming?
Oh, no, I better stay here and wait for the call.
What call?
The one from the coroner. If old man Bates ever catches them two in there dancing, that Nick Lassoon's a dead goose.
Command Performance with their Christmas special on Tuned to Yesterday. That's the first hour or so from December 25th, 1948 on Armed Forces Radio. We're going to take a break right now, then come back with the second half of this program for our troops during Christmas, 1948. Stay with us on Tuned to Yesterday.